Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight on the conversation, we're going to get into the huge debate because a ton of people, including Michelle Obama's personal tennis trainer for her and her daughters, is involved in the billion-dollar scandal with people getting, you know, I'll give you hundreds of millions of dollars to have my kid go to the university or whatever. And so I want to get into that. Since 2006, Brazil has been a gun-free country, but they had a massive shooting there with several people dead. I want to get into that. Oh, wow. Another illegal immigrant criminal, you know, murders a woman, but, you know, there's no... Yeah, the fabricated border is a fabricated thing, you know, that wall, whatever that they're talking about. You know, all those Democrats that wanted the wall that now don't. I'll get into that. The Boeing 737... Max A and the 737 Max B have been grounded by the U.S. Thank you, Trump, for doing that. And I got a word on my phone today. Veto. A tweet from Trump. One word. Thank you. I stand by you, and so does America. I want to get into all kinds of other stuff. You know, there's a there's evidence that Obama DOJ people said no. Department of Justice that were told to stand down and not go after Hillary Clinton. Basically, she did something, but don't go after her. I want to get into all that and upcoming stuff with Manchester United and all this stuff and the Paul Manafort bullcrap and, you know, that much, much more. So welcome, folks, to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. Think about that as you're going through your day to day and evening or whenever you're watching this, whether you're watching it live on Facebook or listening via the good old-fashioned Blog Talk Radio. As many of you know, they were working on servers big time last week. I mean last night, not last week, but last night, because Blog Talk was down, Facebook was down, all kinds of stuff. So what happened, you know, I had stuff saved. And I was trying to figure out why Facebook wasn't working. I thought maybe I got, like, because I've been blocked from a Hillary Clinton support page. So, pretty proud of that. I thought maybe I got, like, blacklisted, you know, being a conservative on Facebook and stuff, as many of us are. And, no, it was just the servers going down. And when I was trying to, I saved a password, like number that to get access to this. When I did that, it went to the point where it's like, okay, this big thing that I had saved, so I wouldn't have to type out all the stuff I was going to talk about for my explanation, my description for Blog Talk, it wasn't there, so I had to retype a lot of that this morning before work and got it going, so it worked. But, yeah, if you want, the links are down below. You can listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, so if someone does call in, because I do get callers once in a while, a lot just listen, but everyone's well. Someone wants to know my opinion on this or that, so. But never apologize for being patriotic. Never do it. Never apologize. You know, I want to get into, because this is like the big scandal now, because supposedly all these celebrities and all these rich people are paying big dollars to universities to have their kids go there. What's my take? What? Because there are people getting arrested over this. Now, if you donate money to the university if I donated like millions of dollars, if my dad donated millions of dollars to Harvard, and because of that, I got in, I'd be like, well, I know it's because of the money, because I'm going to flunk out. I'm not going to meet Harvard. You kidding me? How much does that include good grades, Dad? Because I'm, you know. I mean, I remember when I was in college for a little bit before I went to culinary school. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's an optional book by the bookstore. Oh, no, it's not optional. Well, they told me it was, everyone I talked to said it was optional, so I didn't buy the book. And we had to read this, like, 200-page book that was supposedly optional, but it's not in his class. And because, you know, I was in English class. It was a communications class. And, like, well, I was up to, like, all night, man, studying for this. And this is, like, the hardest test. I still got, like, a C plus or a B. But it was, like, so hard. I'm like, well, we have a test today? Oh, whoop, I guess I'm okay. I totally spaced it. But, hey. But my point is, wow, you can get them into a decent school. If they're not smart enough, then they're gonna flunk out. They're not gonna make it. They're gonna have to bust their butt. But then, you know, but if you go into IU and you say, hey, you know, we want to give $10 million for a new science center, isn't that science center gonna help students? So it's not really a bad thing. I mean, if their grades are based on how much their parents gave. Well, I can't really, you know, I mean, yeah, since you're basically flunking this class, I can't really help you because you're, you know, your parents want to fork a couple $100 million over here. You know, no, if they're getting grades based on what their parents gave them, then that's one thing. But if they're just getting, if they're going to USC and they donated money to help out the university, I mean, if it's truly 100% where the kid would never have gotten into USC, they would never have gotten through the admissions process, their grades aren't good enough, their SATs are horrible, and the only reason they got in was because she donated millions, then that's a whole different ballgame. But it wouldn't matter anyways, because then they probably wouldn't be good enough to sustain themselves, to make it last. I know if my parents had But my parents will make sure it's a conservative university for sure. But it's just one of those things that people don't think about, that people look and go, wait a minute here. It's so bad. You know, but if you never rode a day in your life and you get on a rowing team and get scholarships and crap, you know, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. Because I'm like, so where have you rode before? What have you done? Pardon me. But if you would have said, no, I've never done it, huh? You know, then they must not have that good of a rowing team if someone that's never done it can get on the team. Oh, don't worry, the team's going to tank for a while, but hey, we got all this money coming in. But it's one of those things that when you look at this world, it is, I hate to say it, but this is probably going on since the 20s. Like when I think it was when the Louisville coach was busted because, like, I think Adidas or somebody donated like a million or half a million to this family and then he would go to Louisville and do all this stuff and he was fired over it and all this stuff. That's probably been going on since the 90s or 80s. I mean, they had people that playing for Florida State that there's no way they wrote those admissions paper statements. There's no way. They had a third grade reading level. Bill and Jill play with a ball. And you read the admissions letter that they had, there's no way but this world is a lot about who you know. I hate to burst your bubble. You know, if you got money, money talks. Let me tell you. Look at some of these celebrities not everyone gets away with things, but there are some things that celebrities have gotten away with because they're a celebrity and they got money. it's just one of those things that it's amazing to see what, you know, that what money can do sometimes. I mean, look at, let me get here, Al Sharpton. How much money does he owe in back taxes? He hasn't paid it, but he's not going to. He's probably going to claim himself. I'm trying to get tax-exempt status for myself so I don't have to pay the taxes. You know, I don't know if you heard this in the news, but Ocelia Cortez's IQ test came back negative. Way to go, Ocelia Cortez. Oh, yes. Tons of Democrats were against this wall. Yes, you know, this made-up emergency at the border that was there when every congressman and senator said we need to do something to fix the border. We have border problems, border problems, border problems. Illegals hurt Americans. Now, guess what? There's no crisis at the border. Now that Trump supports it. One word on my phone today, veto. Tweet from President Trump. You go, President. You do what has to be. You do what should have been done a long time ago. You do what every person had wanted up until now. I wish he would have had someone smart enough to realize, hey, everyone wants a damn wall. You be against it. That way, when all these Democrats see that you're against the wall, they'll be for it still. And guess what? You can cave to the Democrats and get a wall. And then they probably went for 150 trillion, whatever. They were the whatever. He's caved everything they said. Okay, we want this at the wall. We want this. He's given to every demand. They don't care. Because remember that time, Hillary Clinton. Remember that time, Hillary Clinton, when you asked Trump if he'd be able to handle the, excuse my French, bitches, because you can't deal with the fact that he won fair and square. When you cheated and you rigged the election, I would love to have been a fly on the wall the night of the election because I heard Hillary Clinton was violent. She was going ballistic because she rigged the election and lost. I actually can't believe I'm saying this, but I support Rosie O'Donnell. No, Joe, he's too old. Well, like I said on Tuesday's program, well, she better not be supporting Joe Biden. That didn't make him more hilarious. I believe that Joe Biden shouldn't run because he's too old, but, you know, BS, I think BS should run. Bernie Sanders, oh, yeah, I support him. He's young, but, you know, Joe, he's too old. Lord help me. Lord help me. You know, but there's evidence now that the Hillary Clinton investigators were told Obama, DOJ, not to do anything. So basically, like these, this Hillary Clinton investigator, they were telling that Obama, like the DOJ, told, like Obama's DOJ and stuff, like, back down. Do not go after Hillary Clinton. Do not. I mean, with all these people who've tried to investigate the Clintons and have been found dead, would you want to investigate them? I wouldn't. I wasn't an investigator, but, you know, it's amazing because, you know, when I posted all these pictures of Joe Biden, like, where the creepy photos of him with, like, little girls, like, kissing, like, nibbling on their earlobe and all kinds of crap, and I'm, like, you know, like, touching them and, you know, inappropriate, like, creepy photos. Oh, well, you know, they don't, you know, they go, well, look at Trump. It's amazing all these things that they bring up about Trump, that he was doing all this stuff. Like, no one, he never had an enemy with black people. And as soon as he became president, he was racist or ran. All these things that he never had an issue with until he ran. The only thing he really had an issue with is some people called Trump University phony. Oh, wow. Like, you're going to go to a Trump University, to me, would be like going online. And getting, like, you know, like some, learn to bake at home. You can become a pastry chef. You can become a accountant. You know, those old commercials where they had that laugh. I forget who that was, like Southeastern. I forget what her name was. That blonde, kind of big, you know, big lady that had, like, you can get all kinds of degrees in accounting, marketing, da da da. Like, you know, it's like saying that that's a real college. I remember they used to have a guy on TV late nights that did, like, you take one tiny classified ad that makes around $500 and you put that in a 100. See, this book right here gives you the newspaper. This is a listing of every newspaper in the country that you can advertise in. I'm going to show you how I took out, I'm showing you free ads to advertise in that have generated me profits after profits. And it was like, and then like the lady that was like a co-host on the show never got paid. This never happened. And he was like, ended up being a fraud. Well, you could say it worked. I mean, if you had a product or if you were like a company, that book, and he actually gave you a book with all the newspapers to advertise in, you could have used that to, okay, let's start advertising all these newspapers if you had a product already. I mean, Trump's university may have been chunk. I don't know. I never did it. But, you know, that's about the only thing I heard was, you know, other than that, most people didn't have a problem with Trump. He wasn't a racist. But now all of a sudden, whenever you show any pictures of anyone on the left, bad, well, look at Trump, look at this. I'm like, oh, wow. Isn't that interesting how as soon as he ran for president as a Republican, all these claims started coming out that have never, you know, if he would have had issues, they would have came out a long time ago. It's amazing, but... What's up? How you doing? You there? Yeah, I got a call. I might just be listening in right now, but feel free to chime in whenever you want to, brother. But as I was saying, with this issue, he never had a problem until all of a sudden he was running for president. Then they were coming after him for all this crap. You know, everyone wanted a wall until he wanted a wall. Now they can't have a wall. It's bad to have a wall. You know, like I always joke, well, why don't we sit there and have these Democrats? He needs to come out in support of oxygen. Oh, I love oxygen. No, we can't support it. I want to see all the Democrats try to hold their breath. You know, these Boeing 737 MAX 8s and MAX 9s, it's nice to see someone step up like Trump and say, hey, these are grounded. Until we find out why these things are having issues, they're being grounded. Let's figure out what's going on here. What that's a leader. He didn't wait around. Let's find out what's going on with these planes. Let's ground them. Let's until Boeing can give us answers.
I will say I heard on Rush he's talked to some pilots who's flown, you know, who's flown them, you know, some of his friends. And what it is that that's what they needed to do is to ground them because it's not really a you lose lift.
Yeah.
Well, they can fix it, but the computer or the sensors or whatever, Rush could explain it better than what I am. I'm sorry. But it's not recognizing that they fixed it. So it's sending them back down into a tail nose dive or something.
Yeah, okay. But that's an interesting, but yeah, that's, but it's good that they're...
And the biggest thing, though, is that the airplane companies are not really doing... They're changing the airplanes enough, but they really don't want to teach the different... It's not that they don't want to teach the different pilots how to fly them. It's just that they're technically changing them enough to where... Not enough to where they have to learn to change.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not
explaining
it that well.
Yeah, but I see your point. I get what you're getting at. It's just, but it's good to see someone step. I mean, I think Boeing should have been before Trump saying, hey, we're grounding all these. It's sad that the president had to say, no, we're going to ground planes. I'm glad he's doing it, but I think Boeing should have been the first one.
I thought Boeing did and Trump supported them.
From what I know, Trump said that he has grounded. Maybe Boeing was the first one to actually come out, but Trump has made sure that they're grounded.
Well,
because we're let me bring up the article really quick. But yeah, all these planes are grounded effective immediately. President Trump is a tweet that he put through Fox News. So Boeing might have also had it grounded, you know, but I mean, they support him for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want anybody. I mean, that's why we support a wall, because we don't want anyone injured. We don't want, what was it the other day in New Jersey? They found like how many like millions of dollars worth of cocaine?
I couldn't remember.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I don't remember a lot of that being going on during Obama's presidency. But this is crazy.
You know, it was utopia when Obama was put.
Yeah.
We just wasn't a part of the utopia. We missed it.
Yeah, we missed it. This is crazy. Let me get my. Israel launches airstrikes on terror sites in Gaza after attack on Tel Aviv, military says. Thank you. That's, hey.
John Hannity said he knew what was
going to
happen. Israel don't play.
Israel, yeah, Israel don't. We're not this. See, that is a Trump era thing. Is it, you know, that's what Israel does. Obama wouldn't have done that. Obama, if they would attack this, he'd be like, "Well, I don't know. We need to figure out what's going on. We just can't jump to conclusions. We need to get that jump to conclusions mat out." But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because airstrikes, you know, I mean, no one wants to go to war. No one does. But, I mean, you try to get, that's the problem. You try to get, you have a plot of land that two countries have been fighting over for thousands of years, and some president's just going to come in and fix everything. But then you get that notion that, like, well, Trump should have went, when Trump went to North Korea, it should have been fixed like that. No. We've gotten to the table with North Korea. You need to walk, Mr. President, until you get the right deal. Like I said on the program a couple weeks ago, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table, because there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done, my friend. And that's what has to happen. People don't see that. People don't get that. Well, I don't know you need to walk away if the deal's not good. You know? But that, so many people act like, oh, well, I don't expect a president to come in and fix in the Middle East that's been going on for many, many, many years. Some people do. Some people think that's just going to be happening. It's been, I think, since 2006, if I did my research right. You can comment below if I'm wrong, but Brazil has been like a gun-free country. And Brazil school shooting leaves several dead, including six kids, reports say. Well, how can that be? They banned guns. Guns aren't allowed in their country. I mean, like, military and police have them, but let me see here. Oh, and they want to ban guns here because it's going to stop all gun crime. If you want to be safe as a visitor, just go to North Korea and do everything they tell you, and you'll probably live. I said probably. But it's just crazy. At least 10 were injured, two of them serious condition. According to reports, it's just, I mean, our thoughts and prayers with the conversation go out to all those affected, you know. Oh, I don't know. You know, we can't, you know, why don't we take some of these vets that can't find work and put them at convenience stores? Okay, imagine if you had a convenience store with vets that are trained how to use semi-automatic centerfire rifles. Okay. Are you going to rob a convenience store when there's a Marine that's trained, that's been in combat? Let's go. No, you rob that place, man. That guy, I'm robbing it. No, you rob it. No, I'm not going to do it. Mm-mm. There you go. You know, but that's just where we live in. How dare we have guns? you know, we can't have guns. We need to have sensible legislation. We need to have a sensible health care plan called Obamacare that we know is going to fail so that we can put in a single payer health care system, because by the time that gets pushed down your throat, it's going to seem like the greatest thing since sliced bread compared to Obamacare. But before Obamacare, you would never have supported a single payer health care system. That's how this government works. How do we make this country a socialist nation like Cuba and all these other socialist countries, you know, like Russia and China and communist socialism, all this stuff? How do we do that? Well, we want to have sensible gun legislation so that when it doesn't work, we can just shove more legislation down your throat, even more. Before you know it, guess what? You can't own a gun. Oh, don't worry, folks. You know, don't worry, folks. Trust the government. You know, Russia colluded on the Trump election, which we're against 100% illegal interference. But don't worry, illegals. You're going to be able to vote now, because if you don't have ID, they can't keep you from voting, because that's discrimination. Oh, and make sure you can vote like 50 times, because everywhere you go, they won't be able to ask for an ID, because if you don't have one, they can't keep you from voting, because that's discrimination. So you can vote over and over for Democrats, of course. Yeah. When I go to vote this next year, I'm not gonna bring an ID. I'm gonna say I don't have my ID. You can't keep, and if they can't keep me from if it's discriminating me from asking for my ID, I'll be like, okay, yeah, you're discriminating. Okay, then, cha-ching. I'll be going to Illinois, vote like a million times. You can't. That's discrimination. I'm illegal, and I'm allowed to vote. Yeah, just call up Nancy Pelosi. I don't know if you can hear it outside, but we have like 70-mile-an-hour winds. It's crazy. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I think we got about 31 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. But, you know, it's bad for Russia to interfere with our elections, but illegal, so that's great. We want hundreds of millions of illegal Mexicans voting for us. Because you're racist if you don't allow a Mexican to vote. But if Russia interfered, that's wrong. You know, Hillary Clinton sold 20% of the U.S.'s uranium to Russia, but that's okay. But Trump, how dare he be in bed with Russia? He needs to be hung. We need to start hanging process. We need to get rid of him. We need to ensure that every American is without food. We need to make sure that this economy crashes. We need to make sure that Americans are fighting and killing each other. Because there's no food, there's nothing. We need to make sure this economy collapses so that we can get Trump out of the White House so we can make it collapse even further. Yeah. We want to make sure this economy collapses so Trump will be taken out of office. Sorry, Americans. But, you know, that's what we want to do. Because we're going to trash it even further. I mean, it's sad. It's a sad world we live in. The very people with millions of dollars want to live in a country that taxes 99% of your income. See, but they'll be exempt. That's the thing you don't realize. Just like Hillary Clinton. Obama's DOJ basically, you don't even go after her, nothing. We're not going to go after all this stuff. We're not going to go after Hillary Clinton. You know? I mean, the crap that they're going to charge Paul Manafort and all this crap. And Paul Manafort, how dare he? How dare Paul Manafort? You know, how dare he? You know? Yeah, there's a thing called former. Yeah, it's a word that, you know, there are a lot of people that Trump had on his team that he let go of, he got rid of, and then they got charged, not Trump. That's what people don't realize. this guy, yeah, he was an ex-attorney of Trump's. He was an ex-partner of Trump's. He was, you know, sort of like a Subway. Jared used to be the spokesman until they found out what he was doing, and bye-bye. Bye-bye, Jared. You know, it's not like when Jell-O, it's not like when Bill Cosby is being accused, Jell-O said, okay, we want to keep you. Just one of those things, you know, the world we live in. You know, all these people that have under investigation that were, okay, if you're talking these were like former people that he got rid of, and it's a witch hunt. They're trying to find any, and I guarantee you there's that much, there's 100 times worse crap on Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Obama, and all that crap. So why aren't they being investigated? You want to pay off the national debt? Take Hillary Clinton, have her charged for the crime she's committed, and have her execution on pay-per-view. I guarantee you'd have the debt paid. I think when you'd pay the debt 10 times over. People to see, well, you'd pay the debt if she was incarcerated. See her in federal prison in an orange jumpsuit. If she went for death row and was executed, I'd pay for the debt 50 times over. People love to see that traitor. If she is guilty of what she's done, then she needs to pay. She's not better than anyone else. Just because you got billions of dollars doesn't mean, okay, I'm going to Harvard thanks to my parents. Well, hopefully you're smart, because if not, you're going to flunk out. You're going to flunk out. You're going to flunk out. But that's this world, you know. You got money, money talks. That's what happens in this world. Most people don't see that. How dare you? Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. This world we live in is just getting better, hopefully. Finally, people are waking up. You know? We need to grow up. We need to wake, and that's what we're doing. We're waking people up to realize, and I think some Democrats are, some are like, well, wait a minute here. We got to do something here. Because we have a problem. Trump is doing stuff. We're just backfighting each other. How is just blaming Trump for everything? How is that making our country better? It's not. It's not making this country better. And I think they're having an issue. You know? And I think they're starting to wake up. I mean, Beto O'Rourke announces his 2020 run. It's going to be a circus because these Democrats are just going to go after each other. And if Charles Schultz gets in the thing, it's a game, set, match. Trump's won. It's going to be interesting to see if Charles Schultz does get in and does fully decide to go through with it. I would say by now he should be on the ballot in all 50 states. I don't know if he is or not. I need to look in to see if he's still considering the run or not. But it'd be interesting to see if he does run. Where are the votes going to go? If, well, I'm not really a Trumper, but I'm not a Democrater. So let me try the Democratic Trump, because I'm a Democrat, but I don't like the Democrats we have. They don't care about us. Trump, I don't really care for either, but let's try the Democratic Trump. The guy that's kind of not really an independent, you know, one of those type things. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know. I mean, because the Democrat Party is so divided. See, the reason why Trump resonates, because this is what it said in 1980, 1970, 1990, 2000, 2010, 2019. It hasn't changed. And you have video to back that up. But you have people in this world that, like, the Democrats keep changing their tune every 5 seconds. And you have no idea what they stand for. And I think some college kids are starting to, some of the older ones, like, wait a minute here. Like, I'm saying, like, maybe 1% or 2%, like, what, you know, like, they don't get it. Like, what do they... So we'll have to wait and see. But I do see some positive. I mean, people are waking up. People are like, hey, this stuff's got to change. And so it's one of those things that when you look at it, I see some good stuff going on. So, I mean, Ocasio Cortez was fact checked because she had highly misleading claims about Trump and his funding of the opioid emergency. To me, the opioid emergency is just going to make it very, 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 very hard for the average person to get meds, pain meds. No doctor wants to really prescribe them because they're afraid they're going to lose their medical license. Because all you have to do is give one pill to one person that doesn't need it, and bam. This is out of New Brunswick, Canada, but this is doing huge ramifications in the United States, too. I wanted to get into this because I'm a huge cannabis supporter and huge medical cannabis supporter and been a fan for years. But New Brunswick tackles the issue of medical cannabis for injured workers. And what we mean by that is, okay, there's not really much statistics that say that if you use cannabis, that you're going to be any less prone to injury. So if you medicate and you work, there's not much evidence that you're going to have an issue. It's not like if you get hurt, and if you get hurt, what do? Do you blame cannabis? When studies basically show that you can actually, if you smoke weed, you can actually be a safer driver and get you more focused, more alert. And we're talking cannabis. We're not talking like this right here is like a big crystal of like pure 5. It's 100% pure THC. It's a big crystal. I'm going to do this whole, I'm going to ingest the whole thing. It's got like 5 trillion milligrams of THC. I might overdose, you know, because it's super high. Yeah, no. We're talking responsible usage. But, hey. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because, okay, if you medicate at work, well, if you get hurt, they're going to say, well, you got hurt because you smoke cannabis. How dare you? Because if you wouldn't have smoked, you wouldn't have been injured. Even though it has nothing to do with cannabis. Even though cannabis had no power or responsibility. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, what they're trying to do to ensure that, hey, you know, if you're taking as prescribed and what you're supposed to, you're not going to be in trouble. And I'd be the first one to say, yeah, I mean, just like any medication, yeah. Well, man, if I take that at work, woohoo. Yeah. That's why my doctor will usually tell you, start this on the day you have off so you can know how it affects you. So in case you're a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you can lie down and just sleep off whatever is happening or, you know, that way you're not behind the wheel and all of a sudden you start getting dizzy and woohoo. You know, same kind of thing. You know, usually if you're going to see how it affects you, you do it at night. That way if I'm, thank God I took it at night, you can lie down. Common sense, which went bye-bye to this generation for a long time, because you have a lot of people that, like, you know, when people are eating Tide Pods, why don't you just do like the jump out of a plane without a parachute dare? You know, that will, that challenge, that will thin the herd. If you're stupid enough to jump out of a plane without a parachute, you're saving us resources. The measure passed 59-41 with a dozen Republicans joining Democrats in voting for the resolution to stop Trump's emergency declaration, and his thing was veto. That's right, he has that right. And you go, Mr. President. You do what needs to be, you do what they wanted to do. If you don't believe me, just go up and look at all these Democrats that were for the wall and against illegal immigration, all this stuff, for years and years and years. It's been going on for a long time. But all of a sudden, it's a, all of a sudden, Chuck Schumer and all these people that, that were, now it's a crisis, made up when it was a crisis when they were wanting the wall. It's just funny because, it's just funny. It just shows you why we, why they don't get it. It's just crazy. It's a different world, you know? And I think people on are seeing, hey, every time you turn around, you flip. Because I know a bunch of people that used to be Democrats, and now they're conservatives or Republicans because they were tied to the flip-flops. Okay? I have one friend that always supported the wall. And now that they don't, she's like, why don't you? I've always supported it. It's going to be interesting, you know, to see moving forward and all this stuff happening. And I mean, we're in changing times because now we have like, okay, how are we going to handle someone that smokes cannabis at work? Because if they get injured, they're just as likely to get injured with cannabis as without. It's not like if they're using it as they're supposed to, and that they're having an issue. If they're having an issue with the cannabis, then they need to sit there and say, okay, I need to rethink what I'm using, how much I'm using. It's one of those things moving forward that people are waking up, and it's a great thing. And we have a president that's standing for morals and values. This is something that I have said before in the program, and you know, I used to watch Late Night back in the day, and it was funny. I loved Saturday Night Live because they made fun of Ronald Reagan, they made fun of Bush, they made fun of everybody. They made fun of anything and everything. It wasn't a political. It wasn't like Saturday Night. It wasn't like a MSNBC Saturday Night Live thing. Where it was all bashing. You know, it was hilarious. Jay Leno is sick with what's become of late night television because it's just, let's bash conservatives. It's a political arena. It's basically a Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert. Let's just sit there and bash conservatives. Let's bash Trump. It's not fun. It's not, you know, it's 99% political and misses the civility. It's sad. I miss Jay Leno and like David Letterman when they would just talk about basic stuff. All right, folks, next up on the program, we got Robin Williams, so stick around. And it was hilarious. Now they'll bring someone out there. So what do you think about this crap that Trump's showing you? Can you believe this shit? You know, oops. Beep. You know, but it's all political crap. It's not funny anymore. We got to make sure that all the talk show late people are all super socialist progressive liberals, and all they do is bash Trump, bash anything that, you know, and it's not even funny anymore. And it's nice to see Jay Leno come out and say, enough's enough. I mean, I remember reading an article and seeing this thing where the original VJs of MTV said that they wish MTV would have stayed with music, but, you know, I mean, music television, music videos on MTV is almost like it's not needed anymore because of YouTube and all this other outlets to hear music. But still, I think they should have probably done, kept into the music somehow, you know, like doing like documentaries, like behind the scenes, like, you know, like here's like a reality TV show with Rigger setting up, you know, Dead and Company or whoever, you know, but it's just, it's nice to see someone like Jay Leno coming out and saying, hey, it's not late night anymore. It's not even, it's gone in the toilet. Well, now this is interesting because this is very recent. But in a letter to Ocasio Cortez, big labor says Green New Deal would cause immediate harm to union workers. Interesting. It's interesting to see that and how that would, you know, it's really big. I got about 10 minutes left in the program, but it's interesting to see because that Green New Deal is, it's gonna screw crap loads of people. It is. But don't worry, folks. Her IQ test came back negative, so we're all good on that end. But it's just one of those things that we got to wake up and I think America is starting to see that hey, look at, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that all this stuff that's been going on for a long time, now all of a sudden, well, wait a minute. Michelle Obama's kids have gotten into Harvard. I wonder how that happened. Well, she got to meet the president, so that would almost guarantee her acceptance into Yale. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward how this all plays out with all this. And, you know, if anyone's even going to buy this Green New Deal, or they, you know, there's talk that they're going to try to reconfigure it so she can't run. There's talk where that Muslim Omar, that Democrats are going to challenge her in 2020. Go for it. And they'll probably be more extreme than she is. Hello, I run against Omar for a senator, a Democrat. I don't like Jews, don't like black. If you're not Muslim, we just kill you. I'll just be honest with you. I don't care. I'm not going to candy coat it, you know. No, that's just, you know, that's probably what's going to be the lesser of the two evils on that front. Who knows? But it's going to be interesting to see. Do people challenge? Are you going to have 50 people running for Democratic president? Is anyone going to try to challenge Donald J. Trump? You have... It's amazing that no living president backs Trump. He has to be doing something right for that to be the case. No, what they're doing is crap, man. If he keeps doing what he's doing, man, they're gonna find out we haven't done beep the whole time we've been in D.C. We've been sitting on our butts doing nothing. Dude, you better hurry up, man. If that teacher gets back here and finds this blackboard ain't clean and the erasers aren't cleaned out, and we're had. You know? And that's what's going on. They're starting to wake up to, hey, if Trump does what he does, the American people are going to find out how worthless they are. I can't believe people haven't found out how I've not trusted the government since I was born. now that I'm older and I understand more stuff, I'm like, not only do I realize that they're worthless now, but oh, they were a joke going back as far as me being a little baby, you know? Oh, wow. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. There's about 7 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to get into some English Premier League updates and stuff. And, you know, right now, from what we know, there's still no definitive answer on whether or not Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to be considered the man. He's got the job, in my opinion. I think when you find out, Zidane's going to come out and basically, yeah, well, I consider United, but since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has dominated, he should get the job. I'm staying at Real Madrid. So it's one of those things that I think he's going to get the job. We don't have a match until the 30th with Watford, March 30th. So we got some time off. We're going to get our players, get them healed, get them rested, get them prepared in the Premier League, you know. So it's going to be good to get them the international break, get some rest. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see. I think if we take Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, we're going to take him. I know that. My head would be thrown to the floor if that wasn't the case. But I honestly think he's got to demand some players. Now, if it's $250,000, we need to get some players. We need to get some. We need a CDM for sure. We definitely need a CDM. We need another striker. I would be happy if we got a central defensive midfielder and a good striker. Like De Gea, he's got to re-sign the contract. If he went to Spain, that's where he's from, I would not be surprised. I would not be shocked. I would not be like, oh, I'd be sad we're losing him, but hey, he's going where he's from. But I think if we can get Fred developed, we can get Mkhitaryan, you know, when he was there, I thought we could develop Mkhitaryan. No, he... You know, Sanchez, no, I thought he would be there, you know, till some of these, like Tuan Sebi and some of these other players would, but no. Nah. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. There's talk that Zidane wants Pogba in the transfer. Well, we get one of their good, hey, we swap one of your great players for Pogba. I wouldn't even do that deal, but I mean, it had to be someone really good, you know. Hey, he's got a $400 million transfer window. We can take a big, yeah, we want $150 million. So, it's one of those things. I mean, I'm excited for the future of the club. I mean, we got to make sure that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not going to be someone that's going to back down. We need a central defensive midfielder. We need some strikers. You know, we need a left back. You know, 3 or 4 players in, a couple out, and we'll be doing good. I mean, we are we got good talent. And I think he understands what it's like to be at United. He gets that. I just can't. I'm excited for the future of the club and a lot. Yeah. So, in case you're wondering, folks, since Jose Mourinho left, we will not be getting Jerome Boateng. Nope. We will not be getting 30-year-olds that are on their last legs. You know, like, there's some players that, you know, like, I would like Mbappe. I would love to have him at United, but he's not going anywhere. You know, there are so many players that I'm like, I don't know. Some I wish would have gotten a long time ago, you know. Like, I wonder if we would have had, if United was playing like they're playing now, and we had, if we had only been associated last year and we were playing like we are now, would Ronaldo have still gone to Juventus? I don't know. It's kind of like the what ifs. I think he would have. He had been at United. You know, he wanted to do one last hurrah somewhere. You know, but then Juventus, sometimes I think they feel like they're getting the 24-year-old Ronaldo. But, I mean, he's still dominant. I'd still take him. You'd still get 2 good years out of him, or 3 good years. Yeah, he is amazing shape. But, so, it's just one of those things that I think as the transfer window gets closer and closer, and I think we have some players lined up that are going to, I think, you know, that have, now that they see Mourinho's gone, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is dominating, look at what he's doing with the youth. Yeah, I'm excited to come to United. I'm excited again. Like the days when we got Dimitar Berbatov and we had, I remember, you know, Nistelrooy, and the excitement's back. It's like, you want to be a part of the Stratford End, and you want to be able to be at there, you know, glory, glory, Man United, at the end of the match, and win, lose, or draw. I love it because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer reminds me so much of Alex Ferguson. Win, lose, or draw, here we are. If we don't win this one next time, we're always going to keep your heads up. And I think it's one of the awesome things about him, because he has a big positive attitude. Remember, folks, don't forget this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless, and never afraid to be patriotic. Bye-bye.